Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a transition in Ableton Live 12 that lands with that old-school jungle energy, but stays clean enough to work in a modern DNB mix. The goal is simple: crisp transients up top, dusty mids in the body, and no muddy low-end stealing space from the drop. So think less generic whoosh, and more phrase-based jungle edit with attitude. This kind of transition works great before a drop, a switch-up, or a halftime change. And the big idea throughout this lesson is balance. The top end gives you urgency. The mids give you character. The sub mostly stays out of the way until the drop actually arrives. Let's start by setting up a dedicated transition lane. In your arrangement or session view, create a group or audio track called Transition. Keeping it separate from your main drum and bass buses makes life easier, because you can shape the riser as a single musical idea without messing with the core groove too early. If you're in arrangement view, place this transition over the last 2 to 4 bars before the drop. A nice classic structure is tension in bars 1 and 2, stronger motion in bar 3, then your final accent and release in bar 4. Inside that transition group, think in two energy lanes. One lane is dusty mids and texture. The other lane is transient hits and drum fragments. That separation matters, because in DNB you usually want the transient to stay punchy, while the texture keeps evolving underneath it. Now let's build the dusty mid layer. Grab a chopped breakbeat, or even a short slice from one of your own drum loops. A half bar or one bar excerpt with hats, spare room, and some tonal grime works really well. You can either keep it as audio, or load it into Simpler if you want more control over the slices. If it's audio, use warp with transient preservation so the break keeps its shape. Then add auto filter after it. For the filter, start with a bandpass or low pass mode. Set the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz if you want that dusty, mid-focused feel at the start. Add a little resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%. If your filter mode allows drive, give it a light push, just enough to rough up the tone. Now automate that cutoff over the full 4 bars. Don't open it all the way right away. Let the break slowly reveal more detail as the transition builds. That gradual opening is what gives you the feeling that something is approaching, without turning the whole thing into a glossy EDM sweep. This is where that old-school jungle character really comes in. The break fragments naturally bring in transient information, room tone, and that worn texture that feels alive. And because the mid-range is filtered, it stays gritty without cluttering the sub. Next, we need a crisp transient layer. And this is important, because a lot of risers fail in DNB by becoming pure atmosphere with no attack. You want the listener to feel the phrase turning the corner. Use a snare tick, a rimshot, a hat stab, or a short break slice on the last 1 or 2 beats before the drop. Put that into drum rack or Simpler for tight control. Then use EQ8 to high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. If it needs a bit of edge, add saturator with a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on if necessary. Keep the transient patterns simple and intentional. A snare pickup on beat 4, a 2-hit hat push into the downbeat, or a short chopped stab right before the drop can all work brilliantly. The idea is not to crowd the phrase. It's to make the eventual drop feel like it has a clear handoff. Now let's make the riser actually move. Don't rely only on volume automation. In DNB, the best transitions usually have several things changing at once, but in a controlled way. A strong Ableton stock chain for the dusty mid layer could be auto filter, frequency shifter, echo or reverb, and utility. Start with the filter opening slowly. Add a very subtle frequency shifter movement, maybe just a few hertz, to create tension and unease. Use reverb sparingly, and only let it bloom near the end, maybe from 5% dry wet up to 15 or 25% before cutting it back. Then use utility for a small gain lift in the final bar, something like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Keep this musical. Tiny amounts of motion go a long way. A slow filter rise plus a slight frequency drift can sound really alive without feeling overproduced. Now for a useful final bar trick, add a pitch or tonal lift. This could be the synth noise layer in Operator, a sustained note in Waveitable, a sample in Simpler pitched upward, or even a resampled break fragment lifted a few semitones. If you use Operator, a noise or sine source with a short amp envelope works great. If you use Waveitable, choose something harmonically rich or noisy, and keep the stereo width moderate so the center stays strong. A rise of 2 to 7 semitones over the final bar usually feels strong enough, without becoming cheesy. For a darker vibe, even a 1 to 2 semitone bend can work. The important thing is that the pitch lift feels supported by rhythm. Pitch by itself can sound generic. Pitch plus break edits feels like a real arrangement move. Now let's tighten the mix. On the transition group, use EQA to carve out space. High pass the whole thing around 120 to 200 Hz if there's any unwanted low end buildup. If the mids get harsh, try a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If the whole thing feels dull, a gentle shelf around 6 to 10 kHz can help. For transient control, keep it light. Drum bus can add some smack if you need it, but use it gently. Drive around 5 to 15% is usually plenty. And remember, shortening the sample in simpler often works better than overcompressing the whole transition. That's a big one in DNB. Don't flatten the transition. You need the transient edge to survive the busy mix, otherwise the drop loses its contrast. At this point, a really smart move is to resample your transition. Route the transition group to a new audio track and record 4 bars of the result. Then treat that recording like an edit source. Slice it in simpler, reverse 1 or 2 slices, add tiny gaps or stutters, and warp it again if needed. This is where the old-school feel really starts to come alive, because resampling naturally introduces glue, dirt, and a little unpredictability. And honestly, that's often the difference between a transition that sounds programmed and one that sounds like a real jungle edit. Once you print it, you also stop endlessly tweaking every little layer and start making arrangement decisions like a producer. Now make sure the transition disappears cleanly at the drop. The best DNB builds don't overstay. On the final beat, before the drop, cut the reverb tail, reduce filter resonance, and pull back or mute the transition group if needed. The drop should have a clear lane to enter. If your drop starts with a syncopated reese and a snare-led break pattern, the transition should leave a tiny pocket of space so the groove hits with authority. If the tail keeps hanging over the downbeat, the drop will feel smaller than it should. A few quick teacher-style reminders here. Think in energy lanes, not just layers. The top end can carry urgency. The mids carry character. The low end should mostly sit out. If one lane gets too busy, the whole transition loses authority. Also, check your transition at low volume. If it still reads clearly when you turn the speakers down, your transient placement and mid-range balance are probably doing their job. And one more pro move, bounce decisions early. When the transition is close, print it to audio and commit. Jungle-inspired builds often sound better when treated like edits, not endless synth patches. If you want to push the style even further, try some of these variations. Reverse the logic and start dusty, then end crisp. Use a two-stage riser where bars 1 and 2 are filtered break texture, then the final bar switches to a more percussive clipped feel. Add a little autopan to the dusty layer, but keep it subtle. Or try a fake drop on the final beat, where everything pulls down for a moment before the real impact lands. You can also build a dirt return track with light saturation, echo, or a touch of overdrive, then send only the mid texture into it. That gives you a controllable grime layer without sacrificing clarity. Another great trick is clip transients. If your pickup feels soft, gentle clipping can make it hit more like a jungle edit than a polished riser. And if you want extra atmosphere, layer a very quiet room tone, vinyl hiss, or taped ambience under the break. Keep it band limited and subtle so it supports the texture instead of taking over. So to recap the core idea, build DNB transitions with crisp transients and dusty mids. Use Ableton stock tools like Autofilter, Simpler, Drum Rack, Saturator, Utility, Frequency Shifter, and Reverb. Keep the sub out. Automate more than just volume. Filter, pitch, reverb, and movement all matter. And if you resample the result, you'll often get a more authentic jungle texture and a faster workflow too. For a quick practice exercise, build 3 versions of the same 4-bar transition. Make 1 clean and punchy, 1 dusty and old school, and 1 darker and more pressure heavy. Put each one before the same drop. Compare them at full level and at low volume, then pick the one that makes the drop feel biggest without cluttering the groove. That's the mindset here. Controlled tension, crisp attack, dusty character, and a clean handoff into the drop. Get that balance right, and your transition won't just fill space. It'll feel like part of the tune's personality. All right, let's move on and build one in context.